I was surprised and obviously very disappointed. And although people will say, geez, why being 2.5 hours away from New York would an upstate legislator be concerned? I don't think people were able to look past the incentives to look at the larger economic impact, not only for New York City area, but New York State, and quite honestly, the Northeast. People have their various opinions about Amazon. I'm not exactly a fan either. But on the other hand, the way that this deal was structured was performance-based. It was credits issued after they reached thresholds. Unlike many economic development projects, which are grants with the hope that something will come and that someone will perform, this was actually structured the way it should be. If you perform, if you achieve the goals, then yes, we will give you a portion of what you generated because it's having a larger economic impact on our state's economy. The fact that billions of dollars of revenue that this state sorely needs to address the issues and needs of residents of this city, no matter how poor or how rich, but also revenue that we need to help our local governments clamp down on property taxes, which is what is the most suffocating issue that has been ignored for decades. It's unfortunate. It's just terribly unfortunate. And what's even more unfortunate, as a person who's been in government for 19 years now, who has worked with universities and the business community to try to keep our young people in New York State, those jobs that were projected, 25,000 to 40,000 direct jobs with an average salary of $150,000, they were the jobs of our children. They were the jobs of the future. And whereas upstate New York may not directly benefit, we indirectly benefit because, quite honestly, those individuals got to come from all parts of our state to be part of those jobs, and that was the opportunity. And it's not without the realm at this day and age, with the flexible work schedules they have, that people could live in the capital region, work in the city for 3 to 4 days a week, and then enjoy the beauty of upstate New York the remainder of the week. And it appears because of, once again, a vocal minority, people who don't want to see growth, or maybe don't see the larger picture, that's probably an inaccurate statement, but don't see the larger picture, it appears that Amazon has gone poof.
It seems that there are maybe two schools of thought for the opponents of this deal. Let's go through them one at a time.
Yeah, sure.
One, Amazon's the richest company in the world. Its owner's the richest American. Why give them $3 billion at all to come to New York and, you know, use the space, use the infrastructure, and so on? So that's one.
You know what? When I first came out, I said, well, you know what, I don't disagree with that theory. But then when I looked at the larger economic impact for New York State, but also, unfortunately, people fail to recognize that we are already one of the most difficult states to do business. And inevitably, to attract an Amazon, you're going to have to give them a much greater incentive only because of the fact that we are too costly to do business in the first instance. A state that has a lower cost of doing a business can give a much less incentive. Virginia is probably a good example. But New York State consistently ranks number 49 or 50th of the most expensive and difficult states to do business in. And this was an attempt to break that mold, which actually would have benefited many of those who oppose this effort, who are really out there advocating for great causes. And that's the irony, the bitter irony in this whole aspect.
Okay, so that's one.
That's one.
The second one is it was done in secret, and the local stakeholders didn't have a chance to get a seat at the table and express their concerns before the deal was announced. Do you think there's some fairness to that argument?
Well, first of all, in any economic development deal, there's always going to be confidentiality agreements. That's part of the deal. You know, you think about some of the mergers that go on in this world today within the business world, they're not usually negotiated on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. They're done in confidential. This is the business world, and I get it. It's public money. People should be briefed, particularly if those people have blindly supported something, they should be briefed to a degree. But on the other hand, if you're going to go out there and make it politically convenient to blindly support something, you also need to be prepared to accept it if it happens. And that's, I think, really where the difficult pill to swallow is here. You can't say you support something, but then when reality happens, say, oh, geez, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I get the understanding of the fact that there was not as much transparency as people would like to see. But the truth of the matter is the deal that was negotiated was not negotiated in a transparent manner, but the actual achievements, what they would have to achieve, were spelled out in a transparent manner of what they would have to achieve. And by the way, here's where the benefits are. That's the way it came out. Now, listen, there are people that don't want to. I was surprised that, you know, obviously there were many labor groups that were supportive. There were some that were not, which is unfortunate because they weren't looking at the larger picture. The larger picture is if you've got 25,000 new employees working, they might need to go to a restaurant and eat one of these days. They might need to go to the grocery store and eat. And it would have provided more indirect labor jobs, in particularly the retail trades. And it's unfortunate that they didn't look at that. And I understand that, you know, the labor leaders, to their defense, have to answer to everybody. And that's not easy by any stretch of the imagination. But this was a once in a century opportunity. And unfortunately, it looks like it's been blown.
Let me ask you about the politics of it, because Governor Cuomo, in his statement, and this is similar to something he said last week, which was the Senate Democrats basically are to blame for stopping this. And I wouldn't want to be a Senate Democrat running for re-election if I was on record having blocked the Amazon deal. Are you all, is your party in danger of blowing some of the momentum that you have in Albany this session now that the Republicans are not running the state Senate?
So I can't speak for the Senate. I'm in the Assembly. I can't speak for the actions of a few in the Senate majority. You know, at the same token, what I can say is this, is that as a member of the majority in the Assembly, you know, our principles are to get the middle class working and to make families have the opportunity to live in a safe and prosperous New York State. And unfortunately, because of the actions of a few, it appears that this opportunity is going to pass by, which is terribly unfortunate. We are in a difficult economic time in our budget. Not that Amazon would have helped our budget immediately, but it would have given us greater certainty for the years to follow, which would have given us an opportunity to work through this budget with some more consistency. It's a tough situation, and I think the Senate majority right now is probably going to get a lot of heat over this, and they're going to have to respond to it. Better to have them respond to it than me.
Last thing then, since there is a revenue shortfall of $2.3 billion in the budget, and the budget talks are going to be picking up here, you know, what are your expectations for where cuts might be, especially in your district?
You know, tonight at midnight, give or take, we'll get the governor's amended budget, which I expect to have some pretty significant eye-opening changes. And it brings up concerns because the reality is there weren't a lot of economic development and growth opportunities to begin with in the proposed budget. I can't see that being enhanced. What I can see is that, unfortunately, the largest targets, which are health / Medicaid and education, are probably going to take a shave. And oddly enough, not by intention, but because of the nature of their job, it's actually going to impact the people we were hoping to help support and benefit with projects like Amazon. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be very difficult, and everyone has to batten down the hatches and buckle up. It's going to be quite a ride.
One more thing. Do you know who you like for mayor of Cohoes yet?
I am not commenting on the mayor's race in the city of Cohoes at this time.